station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris at your convenience.
Good morning, Houston. Chris is with you on 2.
Hey, Chris, a few things for you. First, great job yesterday. Congratulations on a great EVA. We are ready on the ground for your EMU water ops, so if you wanted to start early, it's available. If you want to wait, that's fine, too. And then on the Russian segment, we are doing a TVAM restart at 0600 GMT. We expect to ring a few smoke alarms in the Russian segment, so you may hear tones. We can suppress it on the U.S. segment, so you won't hear anything on your side. But we just wanted you to inform the rest of the crew. That way they're not surprised if at 0600 they hear some tones in the Russian segment.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks so much, Houston. Really appreciate it. And, yeah, copy. I'll get into that water ops really soon. And, yeah, thanks for the heads up on the tones. I think we've had more false alarms than we'd hoped for in the last 24 hours. But I'll let everybody know, and I chatted with Sergey a little bit about it, too. So I think everybody will be hopefully not alarmed if we are alarmed. So thanks very much.
All right, sounds great. And I was giving you the Houston time. GMT, it's 1100, so 1 hour from now.
Copy all. Yep, 11 o'clock GMT, 1 hour from now. Thanks very much. Houston, airlock on 2.
Hey, good morning, Chris. You got Matt Hahn from the EVA Council with you. Happy to support.
Hey, good morning, Matt. Wonderful. I'm getting started in the water ops. Just got stuff unstowed. I think the airlock camera is on. The Node 1 camera doesn't seem to be powering on. I don't know if you guys have a signal from it or not, but it appears off and appears to have good power, but I can't seem to get it turned on. So let me know if you want me to try to mess around or debug that a little bit more, or if you guys are happy proceeding as is.
And Chris, it looks like we might be getting video there. We do have a view both from Node 1 and the airlock, but we have a couple things still in our view.
Okay, yeah, let me try to adjust it. It's super interesting because on the camera I don't have like a view or anything on the Node 1 one. So I'll try to get it adjusted well. But that's fascinating.
And Chris, back with you, after seeing you move around in the airlock, we actually, looks like our image down here on Node 1 is actually frozen. Have you had an opportunity to power cycle that camera as you were troubleshooting it?
Confirm, yeah. I tried to power cycle it a couple times, and it just stays black with no indications of any power. I tried battery, and I tried hardline power, and neither of those seem to be responding. So I'm not sure what's going on with it. If anybody has any ideas of what to try, I'm all ears for it. But if you guys are happy proceeding with just the airlock camera, we can go with that.
And thanks for the words, Chris. We're good with the airlock camera for now. We'll think about the Node 1 camera down here.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
And Chris Houston in the airlock for CWCI.
With you on too.
Hey, Chris, we are 45 seconds from a 15-minute LOS. We were going to get your report there in step 5 of the CWCI and hopefully give you a go to continue on.
Okay, copy. Yeah, I had just Velcroed CWCI 2217 down, and it seems to have floated away, so I have got it right here. Let me give you a really quick report on it. I have waste CWCI 1084, and I've got CWCI 2217.
Chris, if it looks good to you, you can go ahead and press. And Chris Houston, back with you. I just wanted to see if you have a report for us. Looks like you still got that CWCI.
Sorry, I just missed it. I got too caught up chatting with folks and wasn't paying attention to the comm. I've got CWCI 2217. It looks to be about 60% full. There's definitely an air bubble in there. I would say it's probably 3/4 to 5/6 the size of a baseball. So definitely a decent-sized bubble, but I think it's okay.
And Chris, that's a great report. We're happy with that. And so you're good to proceed. No degas required.
Copy. Good to proceed.
And airlock Houston for water recharge.
Airlock on 2.
Hey, Chris. We saw a good thumbs up of the water recharge and work. Just a heads up for you, we're expecting this to take about 15 minutes or so.
Oh, perfect. Thanks. That's a great heads up. I will go get a cup of coffee and check back in on in a few minutes. Thanks very much. Houston, airlock on 2 for step 76 of 1.509.
We're with you on 2, Chris.
The IRU shut off with a low-flow shutdown message. The CWCI is not empty. IRU P1 pressure was 9.9er. P2 pressure was 10.6, although these numbers are continuing to trend down. And the total pounds was 12.9. And then I have a good power light. All other LEDs are off.
All right, Chris, yeah, thank you for that report. Looking at the data on the ground here, we see a good water recharge on our end. Unfortunately, that low-flow shutdown is a fun feature of that RAU, but we're happy with it. We see this as a good fill, and you're go to continue in step 77.
Copy, good fill. Skipping the rest to 76 and continuing in 77. Thank you very much.
And Chris Houston in the airlock on 2.
Chris, with me on 2.
Just wanted to give you a heads up, we've left out in XTP for you there, so as you're buttoning up the suits, we would also like you to install the covers over the wrists for both suits.
Makes a ton of sense. Yep, I'll make it happen. Thank you. Houston airlock on 2. I've completed through step 150. HECAs are both on for both EMUs.
And we copy, Chris. We'll take care of that 151. You're going 158.
Copy, go in 158. And I did manage to get the Node 1 camera back on. If you guys don't mind trying to route it and let me know if it's actually working, that'd be much appreciated.
And we copy, Chris. Thank you. We'll take a look at the camera.
Sounds good. And just for everybody's FA, to get it back working, when I turned the power off on the camera, I noticed the fan on it was still running, even when I unplugged the power. So I had to unplug the power and take the battery out, and I kind of left it like that for 30 seconds, and then when I plugged it all back in, it started responding again.
And we copy all, Chris. Thanks for the report. And Chris, Houston, no response required. Just wanted to give you a reminder about those wrist disconnect covers whenever you get the chance.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Jack and Photo TV ARED.
Next with you on the Deuce.
Hey, Jack, we noticed you marked your Photo TV ARED activity complete, but we're not seeing it streamed on the ground. I'm wondering if you can take a look at the camera and help us troubleshoot.
I'm here at the Node 3 camera. Here's powered on. We have a good video screen. What troubleshooting steps can I do for you?
All right, Jack, we're wondering if somehow the camera data is not getting to the encoder. Could you unplug the cable and plug it back in for us?
And can you be a little more specific with the camera or the cable that you want me to unplug?
Yep, Jack, we're talking about check the cable that's running from the camera to the encoder. If you can see if it's seated properly on the camera side, possibly unplug it, plug it back in.
Both ends of the video cable appear to be plugged in normally, but I unplugged both ends and reseated them. And on the encoder, I see status 1 light flashing on the front, and the power light's illuminated, and the status 2 light is solid. And the video 1 and video 2 lights are not illuminated.
Thanks, Jack. We'll think about that.
Stand by.
Chris, Houston on 2 at your convenience.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack.
Go for Jack on 2.
Hey, Jack, we don't have any troubleshooting steps yet, but could you ask Sergey to stand by and hold off on the ARED until we get this working? We'd appreciate it.
No problem, he says. Happy to wait. Houston, airlock on 2.
Hey, Chris, we noticed when you're putting the covers on the EMUs that the gloves in the equipment bag may not have covers on them. sorry to be particular, but if we could get covers on those guys as well, we would appreciate it.
Okay, yeah, I was kind of debating. I was kind of feeling around, making sure that there wasn't any moisture or anything in them in them left. I think they're probably okay. My inclination was to give them a little bit more time, but yeah, they feel pretty dry. I'll cover them up.
Okay, we copy, Chris. Yeah, thanks for that report. And I guess I want to take this time just to say thank you to you guys up there. Yesterday was a lot of fun. It was great to see you guys out the door. You guys did an amazing job. And thank you to Sophie and Jack for their amazing time as IVs as well.
Thanks. I really appreciate those words. And, yeah, it was really great working with everybody. I mean, the team on the ground did a fantastic job. Sophie and Jack set us up, like, super perfectly and just super smoothly. So it all went really well. It's a testament to, you know, the training and how well the teams work. So we really appreciate it and had a lot of fun. It's hard work, but a lot of fun. And, you know, fingers crossed, wrists crossed, shoulders crossed, elbows crossed, that the arm works. Not crossed.
Station Houston on Spaceground 2 for Jack.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jack, we think we'd like you to try to power cycle the encoder for us. I have a procedure reference, or I can just explain the steps. You're basically going to the 120-volt power supply, press an off button, wait 30 seconds, press the on button.
Okay, I guess I just need the serial number of the, are you having me cycle the cobalt brick or the 120-volt power strip?
The 120-volt power supply is what the procedure says. It is one...
And how about a serial number and a switch number?
It is 1007, is serial number. Switch to J3.
1007, and which switch?
J3, Juliet 3.
Juliet 3, all right, in work. J3 on 1007 is power cycle.
Thanks, Jack.
Houston, airlock on 2-1. Quick question about my Hecaterm activity.
And we're with you on 2, Chris.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you think there's any time flexibility in performing that Hecaterm. I was just trying to maybe flex my exercise time a little bit today. And specifically, if I could do it like 10 or 20 minutes late, if that would be okay.
And back with you, Chris. Yep, we are good with you can perform it 10 to 20 minutes late from what's scheduled on the timeline.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll let you know if I'm not going to do that, but that'll be my plan otherwise. Thanks, appreciate it.
Station Houston on Spaceground 2 for Jack with good news.
What's your good news, sir?
Yeah, good news is you fixed it. We got good video. Please tell Sergey we apologize for slowing him down, but he's go for exercise.
Happy Sergey's go for exercise. Thanks for the help. I'm still Station Jax on 2. Good morning. You're welcome aboard Lab Camera 2 and waiting for a go in Step 3.1 of SEPSA.
Good morning, Jack. We have a good field of view on Lab Cam 2 and you are go in Step 3.1. Touch temperatures are met.
Awesome. Go in 3.1.
And if you don't mind for the rest of ops, let's move to Spaceground 3.
On to the trace.
Huntsville Station on 2.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
We just wanted to check in. I'm sure the execute note is correct, but it has me inserting the thaw bags into Melfi to freeze, so I guess this is different use of the thaw bags since normally we have them in Merlin in order to actually thaw things. Just wanted to make sure that this is correct.
Jessica, we copy. Give us just a second to check.
Sounds good. Fred? And Huntsville Station on 2. I'm not sure if you called me back. I thought I heard something, but just check it.
Hey, Jessica. Did not call you. Sorry, I'm talking to Jack at the same time. We're still working on an answer for you. The short answer is yes, that is correct. The reason, we don't have yet, but you can go ahead and execute the activity, and if you want the reasoning behind it, we can give that to you later.
Okay, no problem. Totally trust you guys, and I'm sure it all makes sense. I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't an incorrect cut-paste or something, but I trust you guys, so I will just execute it. Thank you.
We really appreciate you checking.
And Sophie on 2 for cut sensors.
We're with you on 2, Sophie.
Hey, hello. The radio TV that I have later today at 17:45 for the cups sensor. Just wanted to confirm, double check my understanding is correct. So I retrieved all of the sensors that are mentioned in the stowage notes, including two O2 sensors. And I understand from the procedures that I do not connect those O2 sensors. So I was just wondering, did I understand something not correctly? And if so, like, why did I retrieve them if it's to not connect them maybe for future activity? But just wanted to double check this with you. And of course, there is no rush for the answer, because I know I'm a bit ahead of this timeline. But yeah, take your time for the answer, and it can come later or in a daily summary.
Thanks, Sophie. We just have a couple words for you. Give me a couple seconds. All right, Sophie, this was an attempt to be super efficient to gather things today for an activity tomorrow to swap them all out.
Okay, so do you confirm that I did correctly?
Yes, you did.
Okay, thank you very much.
Houston, Chris on 2 for Hecaterm.
We're with you on 2.
Hello and happy Canada Day. I was calling. I'd originally asked to maybe do this activity a little bit late, but I actually am free now and was wondering if I am good to proceed into the HECA camera term.
You sure are, Chris. You're go to pick up in step 152, and thanks very much for the happy Canada Day. Happy to be here with you, today.
Fantastic. Thanks very much. I'll get started in 152, and great to have you with us.
Houston Station on 2.
Jessica, good afternoon.
Hello, Aaron, and happy Canada Day. Yay! We gave your whole country a present yesterday, we hope. Wanted to check in about that.
Yeah, you certainly did on behalf of a grateful nation. Thank you so much for your work out there. It was great to watch, and we're really happy the arm is working again.
Yes, thank you. We can't wait to hear more details about it, but we are glad it is looking good so far. I actually do have a real question for you as well, Sparkles. I was about to do the EVA photos, and I saw that I have the black box IFM for the spare, basically putting that spare joint into a CTV. I know it's black box. I'm assuming it doesn't really matter if I just knock out the glove photos first and then do the joint 5 in just a little bit after that. I should be able to get that all done during my next pink EVA half-duty block, if that's okay with you. But if you guys want me to do the joint first, I can do that before the photos.
Totally your preference, Jessica. We're happy either way. And happy Canada Day to you, too, because I seem to recall you went to UBC for something.
I did. I lived in Vancouver for 3 years and also was born 15 miles from the Canadian border. So, you know, kind of honorary.
Definitely, if you lived in Vancouver, which is also my old hometown. But yes, we are happy for you to do the golf photos first and the joint when you're done.
Great, awesome. Thank you.
Houston Station Sophie on 2 for CDM Medup 02.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Yeah, so I was ready to download everything with all the hardware, but the problem is that Medup Laptop 02 will not start. Chris was the last one to use it last time, and it worked for him last time. We checked all of the power connection. The power line is good, but it's impossible to start up. So there's a good white LED at the back showing that the power is incoming, but when I press the power button, it won't start.
We're checking, Sophie. Sorry about that, Sophie. We're going to need a little bit more time to work on this one.
Okay, no worries at all. Take your time. I'll go check my next activities of the day. Soon, Sophie, on 2 for WHC flush tank fill.
We're with you on 2.
know it's a bit ahead of the schedule, but I wanted to know if I can start performing the WHC flush tank fill activity.
Yes, please, Sophie, you're a go.
Thank you.
And just for the awareness, if you need it, the ASU is available.
Yes. Oh, okay, ASU is available. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie.
Houston, Station Sophie on 2 for WHC manual field.
We are with you on 2.
I have good indication that the WHC manual field is complete and just wanted to look for your go in the procedure.
Your go, Sophie.
Thank you. Houston Station for report 3.7.
We're ready to copy.
About 85% full and all looks nominal, and the number of users is 97813.
So I copy 85% and 97813. Also was just looking for a little bit of feedback about the sample adapter in the bag and how that worked out for you.
So for this time, there is no leak at all compared to the previous time where I had a bag with that had a repair in the captain tape. So this one worked really well.
Thanks so much for that report. We're happy it worked out. And when you think you have a bit of time, Sophie, I have some forward work for the MedOps laptop and a couple other things. But when you have time.
Okay, I'll just finish this procedure and I'll call you after that.
Thank you.
This is Christian Sophie 1-2 for the procedure. The extra words you wanted to give me.
Yeah, Sophie, I have three things for you. Firstly, we're going to defer the specific MedOps laptop troubleshooting, but we did want to preserve the data on the CDM because it ran overnight. So I have some steps for you when you're ready to copy.
I am ready to copy.
Okay, I'll get you to perform MedOps 2.5.160, steps 3 through 12. That's on CDM serial number 1028. You can grab a new battery from Lab 1, Overhead 5, Alpha 2, from any bubble bag or Ziploc. Just let us know when that changeout is complete and that the battery is good.
Okay, performing procedure 2.5.160, steps 3 through 12, for CDM 1028, and grabbing a new battery in Lab 1, Overhead 5, Alpha 2, bubble bag, and letting you know that battery is good when it's complete.
That is correct, and then we'd like you to perform MedOps 2.5.280. Step 5, and that's to deactivate and stow both CDMs, that's 1028 and serial number 1021, and the location for the discharge battery will be Lab 1, Overhead 5, Gulf 2, in the discharge battery Ziploc.
Okay, performing procedure 2.5.280, step 5 for 1021, and discharge battery will go in Lab 1, Overhead 5, Gulf 2.
Yeah, that's going to be 1028 and 1021, but aside from that, that's a good readback. When you're done those, I'll give you the two other items.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Thanks. Yeah, so it's
the extension for fan 2 for CDMK.
We're with you on 2.
The battery change out went nominal, and I have a good message, battery okay. Now both CDM are off or off, and I was just wondering where should I put the filter assembly?
We're checking.
Okay.
All right, the location I have for you, Sophie, is Lab 1, Overhead 5, B2, in a 1.0 CTB. And if you want to, you can also reference the stow note for that activity.
Yeah, so I was tracking this for the one, so just to clarify, I should remove the filter assembly from both CBNs?
Yes, please. That's correct.
Okay, great. And then the CBNs, where do you want me to stow them, as well as the cable? I mean, I wanted to suggest to leave them close to the MedOps computer so that in a Ziploc with the cables and the two CDMs so that they're ready for the next use. And that could be in a big Ziploc so that it that is Velcroed to Node 3 Alpha 4, so Aft 4, sorry, Node 3 Aft 4, so that it's all together in a big Ziploc.
Yeah, we concur with your plan to stow things there in a Ziploc. That's a good idea. Thanks, Sophie.
Station checks on 2-4 EME storage question.
We are with you on 2, Jack. Go ahead.
Good to hear you. Later today, I'm moving 2 EMUs from CASA into the crew dock. Also, the field joint is in there, and we also have the bag for the next EVA with all the struts for the 3D installation that's on the lab deck. Presumably that's going back to the crew lock at some point as well for the next couple weeks. Just looking for some big picture on is the joint coming out soon? Are the suits coming out soon? Should the strut bag stay in the lab? Should it go into the crew lock? In what order should things be kind of accessible?
All right, Jack, we don't have an answer for you quite yet, but we did copy your question, so I will have a plan for you a little closer to your activity.
So, thanks.
And station token 2, ready to copy your word.
All right, your next mission, should you choose to accept it, I need the DAN box, which is located in Node 3 forward 5 area next to the T2 and the AC inverter. If you could just power cycle that DAN box for me, please.
And box note 3 forward starboard area, okay?
Yeah, that's forward 5 area. And the next item is the CMAX CO2 serial number 3. That should be in the airlock. We could just have you check the connection on that and let us know if it's connected, and if it's not, reconnect it in power cycle.
Which item are you talking about, serial number 3?
The CO2 sensor, serial number 3.
Okay, CO2 sensor, serial number 3. And from Sophie for Mission Impossible.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Yeah, I mean, I took notes of what you said, but literally, I have no idea what you're talking about. What is this stand bus? And I'm looking for it, and is it labeled stand bus? Because now I cannot find it.
No worries, Sophie. It's an ad link, but I have a procedure for you if that might make it a little easier. I probably should have sent that first. That's 2.16.101, and that's powering off the ad link mini step 5, please.
Oh, okay. So it's an ad link mini PC, but like on those ad link mini PC, we have different labels. We have UCS or Telemed/CCM or let me check the procedure and I'll get back to you.
We're gonna try this, Sophie, in about 15 minutes, but it's because of the KU LOS coming up. All right, Sophie, we need to power cycle that device when we're AOS. So if you could wait 15 minutes until we're back, we'll pick up this item when we're back on KU.
Sure, I will wait. I will stand by there and just try to find this box, but do not touch it.
Sounds good. Sorry for the confusion there.
All right.
Houston, station on 2 for SSC-17.
We're with you on 2.
Hey, Sparkles. The SC-17 is ready to be loaded. I have the select load image server screen. I'm going to step over to the EVA conference. It did seem in the show note that it says to trash the hard drive in Ultra Bay. We weren't aware that this...
I'm sorry, Jessica. You got cut off. We have some ReadyCom if you want to go ahead again with your message about the SSC.
I'm at the select load image server step of the procedure, so Pluto can do what they need to do for SSC-17. We're a bit confused, though, because it says to trash those hard drives, the hard drive and ultra bay drive, but we weren't aware that SSC-17 was having any problems. So I did the procedure as written, but just making sure we should indeed trash those two drives.
And Jessica, yes, that is correct. You will be trashing those hard drives. Historically, we've had some issues with those in the past.
All right, copy. We'll do that. All right, I'm going to step over to the conference. Thanks.
This is Station Sophie on 2 for questions.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Yeah, about the 2 tests that we were talking about before, I still did not find what box you're talking about. So I understand that it's an AdLink Mini PC. But do you have a serial number? Because there's nothing that is called the way you called it on the loops. So I'd like a bit more words or explanations.
Yeah, sorry about that. That was a little confusing. It's the UTS AdLink Mini. It's next to the T2, right by the AC inverter. And the serial number is 1025.
Okay, UTS, then it's called the serial number 1025, correct?
Yeah, that's the one. Thank you so much for your patience with that.
Well, thank you for your patience, because in between I had many other things. But all right, so I'm going to do this. So I understand restart. Am I good to do it now?
Yes, you are. You can go ahead and start.
Copy. It's in station, so thank you for UTS settings.
Go ahead, Sophie. You're about 30 seconds from a 9-minute LOS.
Copy, so it was rebooted and it should be good now. Where was the CMAX serial number 3?
It was originally in the lab, but it should be in the airlock, and I copy your comments about the AdLink.
Okay, in the airlock, it's the one that I relocated then. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, we'll see you on the other side.
Houston, station checks on 2 for EVA battery charge.
Go ahead, Jack.
I am in step 21, looking at the home display in charger 3, channels 1, 2, and 4 show complete, and channels 3 and 5 are LPGTs that are scheduled for auto cycle. Chargers 1 and 2 are off. Looking for a go.
That's a good report, Jack. Thank you. And you're a go.
Cool. Send Sophie 2 for CDM.
Go ahead, Sophie. We're with you on 2.
So for the managed computer serial number 2, Chris had the idea to remove and put the battery back, and it worked. So now I was able to successfully log in and try to work on the previous procedure with a CDM serial number 1028. But when I reach the step where I connect the CDM, it does not work in terms, it does not, the CDM gives me an error message, pump flow alarm, and is beeping. So, and it does not connect to the software, so I was wondering if you had any idea about that.
Good question. We're checking. We'll get back to you.
Basically, it's at the step 3.6, but it does not work.
Okay, thanks. We copy 3.6. We're checking.
Okay, just in terms of, I think I have maybe an idea or a hint. It's because of what happened earlier, you had me remove the filter, and so maybe it's the filter that should be replaced. So maybe I can try to replace the filter.
Thanks for that info. We're just going to have BME check a couple other things. We'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Okay.
All right, Sophie. Turns out you are correct. We're going to have you reconnect that filter and try again. Thanks for the tip.
Okay, Sophie, you
want? Station Houston on Space Around 2 for Jessica and SSC-17.
Right on 2.
Hey, Jessica, can you let us know what you see on the screen of SSC-17? We're not seeing it down here, and I may have missed it earlier, but can you let us know the serial number on the 6.0 CTB from your joint cover task earlier today?
I thought it was. Sorry, Eric. I'm not recovering. That was Jack, because he happens to be standing in front of us with C-17, so he was going to try to impersonate me. I'll let him chime in, and he can tell you what he sees.
So C-17has a black screen with the words, "Boot manager is missing. Press Control-Alt-Delete to restart."
You guys are hilarious. Okay, thanks for that report. We'll get back to you about that SOC.
Okay, and just to clarify, it did, when I called down the first time, it did say what it was supposed to say for that procedure. Did you guys ever see that, or is this just a problem that happened after that?
We, Jessica, we did see that originally, but then we rebooted it. But now we need you to Control-Alt-Delete and press F12 and try again.
Okay, I'll try again, and I'll go grab that CCB number on the way.
Thanks so much.
Confirm Sophie for CDN. So unfortunately, the it still does not work, so I'm going to close the whole software, demake and remake all the connections and try again, but we'll see for now. Just as a heads up, it's not that nominal here.
All right, Sophie, that all sounds good, and we'll also get you to power cycle the CDM as well.
Yeah, that's what I already did, so I will soon run out of options, but let me try again.
Your choice. We're also happy to have you defer this just for another time. You know, we've been having you work this a little while now.
Yeah, let's see how it goes. Let's try this one.
Houston Station on 2.
Okay, am I talking to Jessica or Jack?
This is the real Jessica now. The CTV, the 6-1 CTV is 5026, and I just did a Control-Alt-Delete and the F12, and I think maybe we're going to get back to the screen we need. I will keep monitoring.
Okay, I copy 5026. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2, I now have the select load image server screen on SSD-17.
Awesome. We see it, too. Thank you so much.
Did you happen to have the lab camera up for that exchange? Just wondering. Asking for a friend.
Sadly, no. We didn't.
I missed a good one. We'll do it again sometime. Thank you.
And Jack, Houston on 2 for stowage.
It's on the deuce. What do you got?
Hey, just reference your earlier question in the crew lock. So the joint needs to be more accessible than the EMU. The joint will come out first, but we don't have a complete plan with the strut bag yet. We'll get that to you later.
Joint more accessible than the EMUs and PPD on the strut. Thanks very much.
This from Sophie. Still no disconnection between the CDM and the computer. I tried with a different USB port on the computer. I have one more USB port to try. And also what I can do is change the Ethernet cable. There's another one in the zip box, so I can do that as well, but still no try for now.
Great idea, Sophie. We'll have you try that other cable. Let us know how that goes.
Will do. From Sophie, so it still does not work with the other cable, and I'm wondering, since it's the one that's run out of battery and had a low battery alarm, if it has an influence. So maybe just what I could try also is to take the other one, 1021, and try to connect it, like the other CDM that was in the airlock that was shut down yesterday and did not run out of battery. But other than that, I think I'm running out of options.
I really appreciate all the effort with this, Sophie. We're going to have you stand down from this activity for now. We'll put it back on the schedule when we have a better idea of what to do. But thanks so much for your effort with this.
Okay, you're very welcome. And for your information, when I found the CDM very early this morning, I actually found it because of the sound. It was beeping and had the error message, no battery. So, yeah, probably something also happened for the internal data of the CDM. I don't know. It was still, it was beeping, still on, and when... So having this no battery error message, and so I just turned it off when I found it.
That's really good data for us. Thank you so much.
Welcome, and I leave everything all over the cables and everything, femstone and close to the metals, to computers so that it's easy to access for the second part of this ICD. Hopefully that will be successful.
Okay, we copy the tempstone near that laptop location. Appreciate the effort.
Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for our crew conference. We're trying to call into the Teams meeting, but not having any luck getting admitted.
Okay, let me ask.
Thank you kindly.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2. We'll just have you guys rejoin that meeting. It should work now.
Phoenix Station, SOFIAM 2 for Columbus, laptop.
Station Munich is with CN2, and you have a go to start the Columbus paper laptop activity.
Okay, go for this activity. Thank you. Phoenix, from Sophie, quick question for the ISM Ethernet cable that I placed this morning. Do you want me to remove it or to leave it? And in case I leave it, I might have to disconnect it and reroute it so that, because I thought it was temporary, so I would have to do the cable routing more thoroughly.
And Sophie, we would need this cable tomorrow again, so please leave it connected. If you could reroute it for us, that would be great.
Okay, I will leave it connected, and yes, we'll take care of this tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and SSC 17.
Go ahead.
Hey, sorry to bug you again with this. Can you try going back to SSC 17 and give Control-Alt-Delete F9 a go for us?
So Control-Alt-Delete and then follow that just like one F9 or like the multiples like F12?
Have you hold down F9, please.
Okay, copy. I'll do that now. Station on 2 for SSC 17.
We're with you.
So I did that, and it just went back to the same screen. The boot manager is missing. Press Control, Alt, Delete to restart.
Stand by, Jessica.
So I did it again, and I got a different result. Now I have the F9 option. So it says boot options, select notebook upgrade bay, notebook hard drive, notebook Ethernet.
Select notebook hard drive.
Okay, now I have the blue GNU grub screen, and it's progressing.
Good report. Thank you so much.
All right. Welcome. Houston Station on 2 for fire cartridges.
We're with you on 2.
Hey, Aaron. I am working fire cart relocate, and there seems to be a discrepancy in some of the serial numbers, so I just wanted to double check. I am in the fire cart relocate activity, and in the table, I'm in steps 10, 11, 12. And it says to take out fire cartridges 1425 and 1426 from the Dragon CTB. Those were not the two cartridges that were in that CTB, though. I have 1423 and 1424, not 25 and 26. So I was just wondering if I should treat those like 25 and 26, or if we have a discrepancy here that needs to be corrected.
Yeah, thanks for that, Jessica. We'll need a couple minutes to look into that, but I copy in hand right now you have 1423 and 1424, which we weren't expecting. Thank you.
Fine, and there were only two in there. This procedure later has me put two other ones in that Dragon CTB, so I've already done that. 1029 and 1030 are now in that CTB, just those two, but there were only two, those 23 and 24.
Okay, copy. We'll look into it.
All right, copy. Thanks.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and Firecart.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Jessica, firstly, thanks for letting us know about 23 and 24. Those are still suspects, so you can treat them like you would in lines 14, 15, and 16, and you can put those in bag 1005. We're wondering if numbers 25 and 26 might actually be in cartridge bag 1015, if you can take a look for us.
015. Okay, I see that was the one I put in the end code. Yeah, I'll take a look there. Houston Station on 2. You're correct, Aaron. Those are indeed in 1015. So I guess the question is, if that looks like the...
Hey, Jessica, we went through a little patch of blockage there. Could you say again your last?
I think you were correct. They were in 1015.
So my only question is, do you want me to leave them in 1015, or do you want me to put them in 1005?
Give me 1 second, Jessica.
So note those are all going to PMM1 Deck 2, so maybe it doesn't matter, but just want to make sure that they go where you expect them to go.
They're good with here, and you can relocate those to PMM.
Okay, so, well, they're all going to PMM, but so leave those 1425 and 1426 in 1015 where they are now, or put them in 1005?
No, you can leave them where they're at in the bag you just mentioned, 1015.
Okay, perfect. Copy that, and I'll put all three of those remaining ones then, well, firecracker bags, I'll put those all in PMM, and that will be done. So thank you very much for the help.
Thank you, and that was all Ethos. That wasn't me.
You're the voice of Ethos and all others. Thank you for your service.
Station, this is Hospital on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew member and some quick biocell sample transfer help.
Station's on 2.
Hey, sorry to bother you during the pre-sleep period, but we just got a call from one of our payload developers here on the ground, and we're needing to transfer our biocell sample from Sable 3, that's at Cole 1, Aft 1, Bravo 2. We need to transfer that biocell sample to Sable 4, which is in JPM 1, Aft 5, Delta 1.
Sable 3 to Sable 4, and can you tell me again, bioserver, is there a serial number?
Yes, this is our biocell sample, serial number 1, and it should be in a Bennett bag.
All right, serial number 1 in a Bennett bag from Sable 3 to Sable 4. And work.
Copy that. Thanks so much.
I'm still station on 2. That Ben Kurtz biocell has been moved from Sable 3 to Sable 4. Thank you.
We copy all, and thank you guys for the help. Have a good night.
No problem. Thanks.
Sprint. Sprint one.